National Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join The Chase. There is always the hunter and the hunted, the pursuer and the pursued. It may be the voice of authority, or a race with death and destruction, the most relentless of the hunters. There are times when laughter is heard as counterpoint, and moments when sheer terror is the theme. But always there is the chase. And what is more universal, more ancient, and more human than the perennial chase of woman for man?
How do you like your nails, Mr. Eggleston? On the medium size? A pointy or oval? Left hand, please. Oh, I see you're wearing a wedding ring. That's a nice thing, I always say. It sort of makes things even when the husband wears a band just like his wife. Am I married? Don't make me laugh. I'm a divorcee, Mr. Eggleston. Not once, but twice. But I ain't looking for another husband. I get offers every day, but I got stuck once too many. Why ain't trying to brag, Mr. Eggleston? Most girls got to hunt for a husband like an anteater looking for ants, but I must have built a better mousetrap because every rat in town always comes to me. Now, you take Kathy Sutter, for instance. She's a sweet kid who lives right next door to me. She's got everything a young fellow would be interested in, but she can't get a nibble. You know, with some girls, it gets to be like a jinx, Mr. Eggleston. Not being engaged or getting proposed to even once starts to make them feel peculiar, unwanted, like they're in quarantine for measles or something. And even a pretty kid like Kathy started getting worried, especially when her mom, Mrs. Sutter, wouldn't leave her alone.
Kathy, I just can't understand it.
You can't understand what, Mom?
Why, a beautiful, intelligent, well-dressed, fairly young girl like you should be without a beau.
What do you mean, fairly young?
Well, you're getting on, Kathy. You'll be 23 next month.
Oh, Mother.
Oh, well, now, I can't help it if I keep mentioning it. Men just don't like to get married yet. They're too interested in running around having fun. It's up to the girls to show them how much more sensible it is to settle down and raise a family.
And how do you go about doing that?
Well, land sakes, you certainly can't do it unless you have a beau first. That's the minimum requirement.
And how do you get a steady beau?
Well, now, Kathy, after all, you...
Oh, Mom, look. I know you're only thinking of my future, but you talk as if I've been turning down marriage proposals right and left. I know a lot of boys, sure. They like to take me out. That's always as far as it goes. What am I going to do? Hold them up with a gun and make them say I love you?
I don't think you use the right technique.
No, I know. All right, Mom. We'll argue about it some other time. If I don't get out of here fast, I'll be late for work.
Don't forget your umbrella. It looks like rain.
I won't, Mom.
And Kathy?
Yes?
If you ever do meet an incorruptible young man, dear, I mean someone who has a good, steady job and looks interested.
Mom, if I ever do, I'll chase him through every street and alley in town until he drops from sheer exhaustion, and he's too weak to fight back. For the honor of the Sutters, I'll nail him.
That's the way it's always been, Mr. Eggleston, ever since Adam and Eve. In spring, it ain't a young girl's fancy that turns to thoughts of love. It's her mother's. Anyway, Kathy Sutter came into the office about 20 minutes late, and she was due for a little surprise. Something new had showed up for the first time that morning. And he was not only big and handsome, but he also happened to be the boss's son.
Kathy?
Yes, Mike?
The boss wants to see you.
He wants to see me. What for?
I don't know, but you better hurry. He's waiting.
Yes?
It's Miss Sutter.
Come in.
Oh, Mr. Carter said he wanted to see me.
That's right, Miss Sutter.
Well, where is he?
Right here. You're looking at him now. I'm Mr. Carter. James Carter, Jr., that is. My father's on vacation, and I'm taking over for him temporarily.
Oh.
You were late this morning, Miss Sutter.
Yes, I'm sorry. My watch was off.
That's no excuse. Now, I've been delegated by my father to see that this business is run as efficiently in his absence as it was while he was here. And I have no intention of letting our employees... Say, haven't we met before?
I don't think so, Mr. Carter.
Well, I... Probably thinking of someone else.
I'm sure you are. I promise I won't let it happen again, Mr. Carter.
You won't let what happen again?
Being late.
Oh, forget about that. Why, you talk as if we were running some kind of a sweatshop here. Say, if a girl can't come to the office late once in a while, what's the fun of working?
You're very kind, Mr. Carter.
Call me Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Well, not in the outside office, of course. How long have you been working?
About a year and a half.
Well, what do you know?
Hmm?
Well, I mean, that's quite a while.
Yes. Well, I'd better get back to my desk, Mr. Carter. I've got lots of work to do.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead. But don't overdo it. I mean, I don't want you to work yourself to death.
I won't. Am I excused now?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're excused.
Well, as I told you before, Mr. Eggleston, Kathy was easy on the eyes, and young Jimmy Carter wasn't the first boy who did a double take when he met her. But for Kathy, she was always a bridesmaid and never a bride.
Hello? Yes? Oh, no, this is Mrs. Sutter speaking, Kathy's mother. Oh, of course she's at home. May I ask who's calling, please? Mr. Carter. Mr. Carter Sr.? Oh, Mr. Carter Jr. Well, I've been wanting to...
Let me have it, Mother.
Oh, she's right here. Just a moment, Mr. Carter. Is that your boss's son, Kathy?
Hello? Yes, Jimmy.
Jimmy, you call him Jimmy.
Tonight? Yes, I'm free tonight.
Don't say yes so quickly, Kathy.
Mr. Seven? Fine. Yes, I'll be there. Thanks so much for calling. See you later. Bye.
Thanks so much for calling. Oh, he should be thanking you.
Now, listen, Mother.
All right, Miss Know-It-All. You do it your way, and he'll end up like all the others did, with another girl.
Not this one, Mom.
No?
I've made up my mind about Jimmy.
You never even told me you'd met him.
He only started working in the office about a week ago, and this is the first time he's asked me out.
And what does he look like?
Well, he's tall.
And dark.
And light. He's got blonde, curly hair.
And his father's got such a wonderful business. Oh, he sounds like his character's excellent.
He's perfect, Mom. And you just watch my speed.
Well, Mr. Jimmy Carter dated Kathy for 2 weeks straight. But Kathy knew just how those things can end. A final goodbye, a final kiss, and an invitation to somebody else's wedding. So one fine evening, she made up her mind to bring up her artillery.
Hurry, Mother.
Well, this catch on the back of your dress just won't hook, Kathy.
Jimmy will be here any minute.
Oh, let him wait. For a boy his age, it's good for the soul. How are you making out, Kathy?
What do you mean?
Well, he brought up the subject of a wedding yet?
Oh, my goodness, Mom. I've only known the man for 3 or 4 weeks.
Then strike when the iron is hot. That's my motto.
What am I supposed to do? Propose to him?
Well, of course not, but you...
Oh, where's Jimmy now?
Will you finish dressing while I entertain him?
Oh, would you? But be careful what you say.
Oh, don't worry, dear. I know just how to handle him. Why, Mr. Carter.
Evening, Mrs. Sutter.
Come in.
Kathy, ready yet?
Oh, hmm? She'll be with you in just a few minutes. She's been so busy tonight answering phone calls. She's just a little late. Please sit down and make yourself at home, Mr. Carter.
Answering phone calls?
From her different beaux, you know.
Oh, sure, yeah, I know. Kathy's a very popular girl.
One of the most popular. You'd be surprised how many proposals she gets every week.
Marriage proposals?
Well, naturally, young man. Of course, I'm always telling her not to be hasty.
Oh, sure.
I certainly don't want to see her married, Mr. Carter, but you know how it is.
I know how. What is, Mrs. Sutton?
Well, a girl like Kathy isn't going to wait forever.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Kathy.
I'm sorry I'm late, Jimmy.
Oh, that's all right.
Now, you young people don't stay out too late. Take care of my little girl, Mr. Carter.
Oh, I will.
After all, you've got to bring her back safely for someone else.
Mother.
Well, shall we shove off,
Kathy? Yes, let's.
Good night, children.
Good night, Mrs. Sutter.
And don't forget, dear, as I've told you before, don't make any promises till you talk to me.
Well, Mr. Eggleston, Jimmy took it a dinner and a show, and they ended up in the nuclear fission room of the Hotel McCann. There were soft lights and dreamy music, and Kathy decided to bring up her arm division right then and there.
Having fun, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So am I. Lots of fun. I could do this forever, Kathy. Dancing to sweet music with you in my arms.
But there's a serious side to life, too, Jimmy.
Oh, sure there is, but who wants to be serious?
Don't you ever think of settling down?
Well, settling down? What for?
Oh, girl likes to. I mean, she feels that she... Oh, the music's finished. We'd better sit down.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, there you are.
Thanks.
Well, Kathy, where do we go from here?
Oh, Jimmy, that's just what I've been thinking.
Want to try a late spot downtown?
You mean a nightclub?
Well, isn't that what we're talking about?
I was thinking of something else.
You know, Dad throws a party each year for the office staff. It's quite a shindig, black tie and stuff like that. And this one's coming off on April 7th. I'm just telling you now so that you'll keep the evening free in case anyone else asks you to go.
But I've already asked someone else to take me.
Well, who did you ask, Kathy?
Oh, you don't know him. His name is Dexter Van Allen. He's quite a fellow.
Oh, really?
You must have heard of the Van Allens. They're from Texas and just drowning in oil. I've known Dexter for quite a while now. Well, he wants to marry me.
Have you accepted him?
Oh, not yet, Jimmy. You see, I haven't made up my mind. But he's a fiery type, the kind of a man who sweeps you off your feet. And, well, I could be swept.
You're a lucky guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we better go. It's after 12, and I promised your mother I'd bring her home early.
But, Jimmy.
Well?
Don't you want to know any more about me and Dexter?
What's there to know? Oh, waiter. I'll get the check.
I guess you'd better, Jimmy. Yes, Mom.
Oh, what happened? Did he propose?
No.
He didn't. Oh, dear, I was sure tonight was the night.
I don't think he likes me, Mother.
Oh, don't be silly. He's crazy about you. I could see it in his face.
Then why didn't he throw a fit when I mentioned Dexter?
You mentioned Dexter? Who's Dexter?
I made him up. I thought it would get Jimmy jealous, but it didn't. Jimmy invited me to a party for the office help, and I told him Miss Dexter Van Allen was going to take me.
Oh, dear.
Now I won't even be able to show up at the party. Mom?
Well?
Listen, just mentioning a man's name doesn't mean very much. But supposing Jimmy actually saw me with someone else, someone who acted like he was wild about me.
Oh, well, now, Kathy, maybe that's going a little too far.
If I could find someone who'd act the part. Lester.
Your cousin?
Lester Pratt. He'd be perfect. He's fairly good looking. And he's just fresh enough to carry it off if I coach him a little.
Kathy, I think you'd better forget the whole thing.
No. Mom, this may be my last chance. I'm not going to be an old maid all my life. We'll see what Jimmy does when he meets Dexter Van Allen face to face.
Well, Mr. Eggleston, you don't know Lester Pratt, but I do. And a bigger windbag was never filled with more hot air. He's a practical joker. And when he heard Kathy's proposition, he practically drooled with happiness.
Oh, stop it, Kathy. You're killing me.
I wish you'd stop laughing and listen to me, Lester. This is serious.
Serious? It's terrific. What a gag. I play Romeo while this other chump eats his heart out. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, just wait till I tell the fellas of the office. Wait till they hear about this.
If you think it's such a big joke, maybe I won't go through with it.
Oh, no, listen. Listen, Kathy, you know I wouldn't let you down. I know exactly how you want me to act, and I won't miss a cue.
Now, you don't have to go overboard.
Huh?
Just pay me a little more attention here and there, and
uh-huh.
Maybe kiss my hand or
huh?
Something like that.
Kiss your hand. Oh, Kathy, you murder me. Say, what makes this guy so good that you want to chase him so hard? Is he loaded with dough?
I am not interested in his money.
Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Is that what you want, Kathy?
Never mind. Just remember the date and what you're supposed to do.
Remember the date? Oh, I wouldn't miss it for anything. I'll be there, kid. And how.
Well, the big night finally rolled around and Lester Pratt took Kathy to the office party. Jimmy hadn't dated her since the last time they met, and Kathy was getting desperate by the time she got to the hotel ballroom.
Well, where is he, Kathy?
I don't see him around.
You think he might have stayed home? The gag would be on you then, babe.
Oh, there he is.
Huh?
Quick, yeah. Put your arms around me and let's start to dance.
Why, avec plaisir, kid. Didn't know I could speak French, did you?
Hold me closer, Lester. He's watching.
Well, how's this?
Oh, that's too close. You're choking.
No, sorry.
Oh. He's walking our way, Lester. Now, pretend you're terribly interested in talking to me.
Oh, I'll do better than that. How about a kiss, huh?
Lester.
Hmm. Excuse me?
Mm.
Huh?
Jimmy.
Oh,
having a good time at the party?
Well, what do you think, Bob? I got the cutest trick in town as my partner. What else can you ask for, eh?
Jimmy, this is Dexter Van Allen of the Texas Van Allen. Mr. Carter Dexter.
Pleased to meet you, chum.
How do you do?
And my fiancée tells me that you've been squiring her around while I was away.
Your fiancée?
Yeah.
I didn't know Kathy was engaged. Until now.
You don't read the news, chum. Why, it's been in all the gossip columns. I promised Winchell I'd tip him off about the wedding date, and now that we've said it, I guess I'd better give him a call, eh?
You set a wedding date?
First week in June. It's all arranged.
Let me be the first to congratulate you.
Ah, thank you.
I hope you'll be very happy, Kathy.
Oh, I'll be in heaven.
Yeah, sure you will.
Well, with my dough, how could she help it, huh?
Well, in case we don't meet again, Kathy, good luck to you.
But I'll see you in the office, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm afraid not. Dad's coming back to take over, and he's sending me out to manage our California branch.
When are you leaving?
In about a week.
Oh.
Say, if you ever get near Texas, why, give me a buzz. Kathy and I'll have you out of the house.
Well, thanks a lot, but I doubt if I'll be in the vicinity. Incidentally, what part of Texas do you come from?
Why?
We don't sound like it.
Oh, well, I'm from the northern part. Sure enough.
Well, I'm leaving now. Good night, Kathy, and goodbye.
Goodbye, Jimmy.
Northern part, yeah. Well, hon, did I slay him or did I slay him, huh? Oh, wasn't that a great idea, saying we'd set a wedding date? Yeah.
Great. Just great.
And you see the look on his pan when I... Oh. Well, hey, what's a big idea?
You big overgrown gorilla! I could...
Well, I'll be fried in peanut oil. Now, isn't that just like a dame?
About 2 days later, I came into the picture, Mr. Eggleston. Kathy's mother called me over to see if I could cheer her up. After all, I was an expert in stuff like that. I'd been married twice. Where is she, Mrs. Sutter?
Oh, in her room, sulking again. Oh. I don't know what to do about that girl. I wish you could tell her something that might make her feel better.
Like what, for instance?
Oh, you know, there are other fish in the sea and so on. Mm. Oh, honestly, I feel just terrible about all this. I guess I've been over-anxious about her getting married. I shouldn't have tried so hard to encourage her.
Mm. Leave it to me, Mrs. Sutter. Mm. She in here?
Yes.
Yes?
Miss Frances, Kathy, can I come in?
I guess so.
What's the matter, honey?
Nothing.
Oh, now come on. You can talk to me. Your ma told me almost everything.
Did she?
There ain't a man alive who's worth breaking your heart over.
Timmy's different.
Mm. Don't kid yourself. They're all alike. I know. I meet them every day when I do their nails, and I marry two of them. Sister, I've had my share in spades.
How did you ever manage to get married twice, Frances?
How?
I can't even get one man to propose to me, and you got two. This is fair.
Getting a man to propose ain't an easy job, honey.
You're telling me.
Now, Herbert, he was a dope. I just played him along for a while like you play a fish, and he finally popped the question. But Archie, my second husband, that was another story. I certainly had a job getting him to bite.
How did you go about it, Frances?
Well, I tried everything, but Archie was too smart. Then one night, when we were out on the town, we ordered champagne.
Champagne?
We had three bottles before I found out Archie couldn't take it. He was as drunk as a coot, slobbered all over the place and telling me he couldn't live without me. The first thing you know, he was proposing on his knees, right in the middle of a nightclub.
Champagne.
Archie never touched another drop for the rest of his life.
Champagne.
What's going through that noodle of yours, honey?
Frances, you've given me an idea.
Now, wait a minute.
If Jimmy won't ask me to marry him while he's sober, maybe he'll get more sentimental when he's drunk.
Oh, no, that's a crazy idea, Kathy.
By this time tomorrow night, I'm getting engaged.
You can see, Mr. Eggleston, how crazy that kid was getting on this whole idea of marriage. The next thing you know, she had Jimmy Carter on the telephone with a song and dance.
But, Jimmy, I've got to see you before you go. Yes, it's very important. In the office? No, not there. Well, let's meet somewhere nice where we can talk. Oh, that sounds fine, Jimmy. And please, don't be late. I've got a million things I want to tell you.
Well, Jimmy wasn't late, and neither was Kathy. They met in one of those intimate joints where the tables are as big as dessert plates and the lights are low, and before he even had a chance to breathe, she was after him.
What's it all about, Kathy? You had me worried over the telephone.
Before I tell you, Jimmy, let's order something. Hmm?
Want a sandwich?
No, I'm not hungry. How about champagne?
Champagne?
Why do you look so surprised?
Well, you once told me you never drank.
I don't. But this is a celebration, isn't it?
Celebration?
Well, I mean, you're going away and I'm getting married. That's something to celebrate, isn't it?
Why, I guess so.
Well, then let's have champagne. Gallons of it. Right now, Jimmy.
Well, the first bottle went down the hatch in record time, Mr. Eggleston. And pretty soon they finished number two. By the time number three was on the way, things were beginning to get a little bit hazy. The only trouble was that Jimmy was still stone sober, while Kathy was the one who was getting fried.
Don't you think we've had enough champagne, Kathy?
Don't be still, Jimmy. I feel just fine.
I better take you home.
No, I don't want to go home. I want to stay here. How come you're so jobish, Jimmy? I mean, Mulgrew is...
I get it.
Well, how come?
Well, maybe it's because I didn't drink as much as you did.
That's not fair.
Now, listen, Kathy. You said you had something important to tell me, but I haven't heard a word. It's getting late. I'm going to take you home.
Without proposing?
Proposing?
You don't like me, do you?
Kathy!
No, you don't. You don't. I can tell. Well, I don't care. Because maybe I deserve it.
What?
I'm no good, Jim. I'm absolutely no good. I should be in jail.
What are you talking about, Kathy?
I'll tell you what I'm talking about. First of all, I'm alive. Remember that fellow, Dexter Van Allen? That was really my cousin, Mr. Pratt. And I never was engaged to him at all.
You mean you're not going to marry him?
No. I'm not going to marry anybody. Nobody wants me. Nobody loves me. I'm just a poor wallflower, that's what.
Kathy,
I've been trying to get you to propose to me for weeks. Ever since I met you. Tonight, I thought I could make you ask me if you had enough champagne.
Kathy, what?
Now,
what?
Don't touch me. Now, you know what a fake I am. I'm a terrible woman. I'm a regular man, Kathy.
Phil.
What are you laughing at? You, Big Harry?
You.
Me?
You poor, sweet, dumb little darling. Don't you know I would have asked you to marry me long ago if I thought you'd even have me?
Hmm?
But I imagine you were so popular, so unapproachable, I didn't stand a chance. And then when I met your cousin... Oh, Kathy, you silly kid, you.
Who's silly?
Kathy, listen. I love you. I'm crazy about you. Will you be my wife? Didn't you hear me, Don?
I heard you, Jim.
Well, then answer me. I know I can make you happy. Tell me the answer is yes, Kathy.
Hmm?
Kathy!
I think I'm going to pass out, Jim.
Pass out?
What? I'm sure of it. Jim.
Oh, Kathy. Oh, God.
Well, there you are, Mr. Bagelson. I finished with your nails. I hope you like them. What? What happened to Kathy? Why, she married Jimmy Nat. That was 4 years ago. They're living in California now, and they got two fine kids. Gee, I guess they're just about the happiest married couple you ever saw. Well, that does it. See you next time, Mr. Eggleston. Huh? You want to take me out? When? No, I'm not busy. Dinner will be just fine. But you never know, Mr. Eggleston, just where a thing like this can lead. Oh, I'll be ready. Sure. And let's go someplace cozy where we can have a drink. My favorite is Mr. Eggleston. Champagne.
In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted. Hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, chicken and worm. But who is to judge precisely which is the pursuer or the pursued as we enter the chase? The Chase was created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Klee. Heard in the cast were Ann Thomas, Jane Webb, Irene Hubbard, Lawson Zerbe, and Leon Janney. The Chase is directed and transcribed by Fred Way. Fred Collins speaking. Next week, we take you on a visit to Murder Row, where you'll hear the story of a man who indulged in murder for profit on The Chase.
Tomorrow,